Former Mount Pleasant football player Corey Homer has returned home as the Mount Pleasant head football coach, and I talked with him about his team and the Wildcats they will face Friday in Mount Pleasant.
Tell us a little bit about this Mount Pleasant team this year. I know you guys are hungry for a victory and had some close calls in the early going.
Well, you know, it's a team that, you know, anytime you come in and you know, you take over a program, and there's going to be, you know, new philosophies come in. There's going to be new techniques. There's going to be new terminology. And, you know, it's going to take a while for the kids to start to understand those things, because it's almost as if there's a different language being taught. And, you know, a different language on the field as far as, you know, as far as techniques and schemes and things like that. So, you know, that's something that the kids have, they've really, as of the past 2 weeks, they've really done a good job, and things have started to come together. We have, we're off to a slow start with the loss against Paris and a loss against Liberty Isle. But our kids, you know, it really seemed like they just had a big aha moment when Jacksonville arrived. And, you know, we exploded with points that week, and we came up 2 points short in a 48-50 loss to Jacksonville. And then, you know, last week against Greenville was our first district opponent, and, you know, we came up 1 point short there, you know, which our defense, you know, our offense showed up in the Jacksonville game, and, you know, because we'd had, before then, I think we'd only scored 13 points. But, you know, we go out and score 48 in Jacksonville, and we let up 50. And then, you know, our defense really showed up last week against Greenville and played a really, really stellar ball game. And, you know, so I'm still looking at a team who's improving each week, and they're learning, they're getting better. Now we're not so much teaching concepts anymore, but now we're touching up technique and things to put the kids and make them have a more opportunity to be in a better position on the field of play.
So what do you think of Sulphur Springs? You've seen them on tape this week.
Oh, I'm telling you, you know, I think when I see Sulphur Springs or when I hear Sulphur Springs, the thing that comes into my mind is that they're going to be a disciplined football team, and they're going to play with a lot of physicality, and they're going to bring it. And that's just the tradition of Sulphur Springs, and athleticism, great schemes, and you know, I'm just really expecting a great game, and I know that those coaches over there and those kids are going to be top notch, and you know, I just can't wait, and I'm very excited about both teams being able to take the field.
KSST Sports.